Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The previous Mishnah discussed grafting between trees and vegetables, and this Mishnah lists different examples that it's a problem of Kilayim to graft them. The Mishnah says, Ein neitin yirakis b'seich sadan shel shikma. You can't plant vegetables in the stump of a sycamore tree. The Art Scroll translates as shikma as a sycamore. The Rav says that it's a certain variety of tree that produces figs, that it was a fig-producing tree. And by planting the vegetables in the stump, he's grafting it onto the stump. The stump was still alive, and it would continue to grow. They would cut the tree down to make the trunk widen and more branches shoot out. And by planting the vegetable in the stump, he's grafting the vegetables and trees, and it's a problem. Ein markivin pegam agabikid lavana. He's not allowed to graft a rue, which is another type of a vegetable, onto a white kisia, a kid lavana, white kisia, which is a tree. And it's again, the Mishnah says, Mepneshu yarak be'ilan, this is a problem of grafting vegetables on trees. Mishnah continues, Ein neiten yichur shel te'ena, L'techa chatzav. You can't plant a branch of a fig tree, yichur shel te'ena, a branch of a fig tree, l'techa chatzav, into the chatzav plant. A chatzav was a certain type of vegetable. Shehem mekere, that he would do so in order to cool down the chatzav plant. The chatzav was a certain type of onion root-growing vegetable, and by planting the fig branch, it would cool down the plant. Either it would weaken the sharpness of the onion, or the Rav says another explanation that he wanted to have a leafy plant tree growing over the vegetable to cool it down, literally to shade it from the sunlight, so it wouldn't wither in the sun. So this is a problem. By planting the fig branch in the vegetable, he's grafting the tree to a vegetable. Also, Ein teichvin zemer shel gefen l'teich avtiach. He can't insert a branch of a gefen, a grapevine, into a watermelon plant, shetei zerekes meimel l'teichei, so that the watermelon plant would inject water and liquid into the grapevine, so that the grape should go well. He can't do this. Mepneishu ilan biark. These two cases are cases of grafting a tree onto a vegetable. And the third category is Ein Nisan Zera Delas Latech Achalamis. You can't put Zera Delas, the gourd seeds, Latech Achalamis, into a mallow plant, which is another type of vegetable, Shetehema Shamartai, in order that it should protect the watermelon seeds by placing it there. Nipneshu Yarak Biyarak, these are cases of grafting vegetables on vegetables, and all three of these categories are Aser. Mishnah Tes. Hataimein Lefes utsneinis takas hagefen. Someone who hides bundles of turnips or radishes underneath a gefen, underneath a grapevine. So here, he takes a bundle of these turnips or radishes and he's burying them to store them and hide them underneath the grapevine. And this, that he's putting them in the dirt, is not to plant them, that they should root and grow, but just for storage. So the Mishnah says, if he puts them underneath the grapevine, im hayu mixas alav megulin, if some of the leaves of the turnips or radishes were still revealed, were exposed to the open air, so it wasn't completely buried. The root part, the vegetable part, could be buried, but as long as some of the leaves are visible, then ene cheshish lemishim kalayim, you don't have to be concerned not about kalayim. It's not a kalayim problem of planting the vegetables with the grapevine. Velemishim shvius, you don't have to worry about Shemitah of Shvius. There's an Isser, we're prohibited from planting on Shvius, so that's not a problem here. He's not planting it, he's just storing it in the ground. V'lemisha Meisers, and there's not a problem of Meisers. He doesn't have to, when he takes it out of the ground, he doesn't have to take off Meisers a second time as if he just harvested it, because it wasn't planted. It was already picked, harvested, and Meisers was taken off, and it was just stored there. V'nitalim b'Shabbos, and he can even pull it out on Shabbos, because it's not planted in the ground. It's not considered pulling out something that's planted on Shabbos, which would be a problem on Shabbos. The Mishnah ends off with one other topic. Hazerei achita usair ka'achas, hareza klaim. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah holds that if he plants one kernel of wheat with one kernel of barley, That's kalayim, planting two plants together. That's kalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ene kalayim ad shiyu shtei chitim musayra." It's not going to be kalayim until he has three kernels, either two chitin and two wheat and one barley, ay chita ushtei sarin, or one wheat and two barley, ay chita usayra bekusemus, or you have three kernels from three different varieties, wheat, barley, and spelt. Rabbi Yehuda requires that there has to be three kernels in order to have kalayim. The Rav says his makar is because he learns from the pasuk. The pasuk says regarding kalayim, sadcha lo sizra kalayim. Your field, you should not plant kalayim. Rabbi Yehuda understands sadcha, your field, is the term sada, a field, is referring to somewhere that's already planted. It's not just arts, open bare land. It's a sada, it's already planted. So there has to be something already planted. And then on top of that, you're introducing kalayim, you're bringing two other species to make kalayim. That's a grand total of three that he holds as a minimum requirement to have the lav of kalayim. However, the Tanakhama disagrees, and he holds that sadcha doesn't have to be referring to something where someone's growing already, and kalayim is just two, and two is enough to be either the lav of kalayim, and we pass on like the Tanakhama.